Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Keita Spock. Keita is is an author and a speaker and a publicist and the author of The Simple Life, which is a book I highly recommend to you. Also, Tipping Point to Happiness, which she co-authored. And she's helping us get out of our own way, Keita. What else do we need to know about how to avoid living the definition of insanity?
I think the summer actually is an optimum time, Jim, to take time because the schedule is not as rigorous. There's probably a little bit of a window here and there for you to do some cleanup, you know, whether it's in and around your office to declutter. But it's also a time to take time to think and to assess what you're up to and where your priorities are. I think that's a huge thing.
Should we find one of my Brain Trust members, Noah St. John, years ago, he coined the term loving mirror. Someone who loves you enough to tell you the truth. Should we find a loving mirror and ask them, hey, how am I doing? How do I come across? Should we do stuff like that?
Absolutely. I think that if you have a good friend, someone else in business, maybe even in the same industry, but certainly an observer, somebody who has known you for a while, especially knowing you as your business has been progressing, and even if it's been progressing in a good way, this is where it becomes a little more challenging to make modifications and changes and improvements to a business that is running relatively well, because that is when you get lost in that idea, boy, do I ever love myself, I'm doing so great, and that, as you've said, one day all of a sudden, because some of the more observations have not taken place or the self-examination has not taken place, then you wake up one Monday morning and you're wondering where 30% of your customers have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this. It's almost a form of a self-deception, really. That occurs any time where you're feeling really comfortable and mm-hmm. really relaxed.
Yeah, I always get nervous when I start having a sense of well-being. That makes me really nervous.
Although that's what we look for.
That's a wonderful thing to have. But if somehow I have a little euphoria to wash over me, I try to get over that real quick.
One thing to do with that, if it's euphoria because of a success or an objective that's been met, and we've talked about this before, celebrate. Mm-hmm. Celebrate those milestones, those happy, positive milestones. But usually right after, there is that kind of, okay, what else can I do here? What's our next step? What's our next level? I mentioned this earlier. Always, always look for that next level or step up, because that's what moves you forward.
But I have to say that if you can just be sensitive, and I have to do this myself, when you're a hard charging, you know, fully yourself kind of person, which most entrepreneurs are, you have to realize that's an energy that everybody else can't absorb. Some people can, some people feed off that, but there are people who can't. And even though it doesn't mean that they don't like you, it's just that you're just too much for them.
Yeah.
You have to be sensitive to things like that, don't you?
Yes, you do. Certainly a good business person mirrors. In other words, if you are with someone who you realize, let's say, is more of an introvert, or someone who really needs a little bit of quiet in between the punctuation states,
right,
then you basically adapt yourself to that person's demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you, when you sit down and one talks about how is it that you engage a customer, well, if they're sitting with their arms in a certain way, then you literally mirror them. And they won't even notice that you're maybe sitting the same way.
Right.
But there is a psychological acceptance on that person's part of you because you are like them.
Well, and I've learned over the years, over the decades, Keita, that I have to think about that proactively. I have to think about that in advance of the meeting.
Yeah.
And I have to have a word with myself about that.
Or as you come in and you're speaking with the person, you allow them to actually speak, because mm-hmm. it is through their talking and through their it's through their talking and through their gesturing
right.
that they actually then are informing you how you are to communicate with them.
Right, right. Hey, Keita, I need your website, please.
My website, KeitaSpach.com, KeitaSpach.com.
All right, Keita. Hey, good job today. Come back soon.
Sure will.
Thank
Thanks you. So much,
Keita
Jim.
Keita Spach, ladies and gentlemen. And check out her books right there on her own website. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.